from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for Clear to Play. Take you inside the tank, get you updated on the latest injuries in the Bay. Proud to partner with UCSF Health on this segment and bring in Professor of Orthopedic Surgery, Dr. Nirav Pandya. Hi, Doc. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We are good. Thank you for joining us on the River Islands guest line. Please tell us about Ricky Pearsall, subluxations, blue jerseys, and returns to play 2 weeks before a football game.
I'm not overly concerned in terms of him getting back to play. I mean, the good thing with the shoulder subluxations, which are partial dislocations of the shoulder, is that you can still do lower extremity work. You can still do all those things that need to get ready for a football game, and you can see him catching. So in essence, you're not really going to have hard contact, whether you're in training camp. You're just going to get that in the game. So for me, him getting those reps, being able to work on his lower extremity, not overly concerned about him ready in 2 weeks. The larger issue is going to be, how is that shoulder going to respond to contact? But he's had this issue before, and Kyle Shanahan said there was no structural damage. So those are very positive things moving forward for him, but it'll be hard to see until he starts getting some contact on that shoulder.
We had this discussion without you, Doc, and I felt bad, even though I am a radio doctor, about the difference between subluxation and dislocation. And in my case, subluxation eventually led to dislocation. And this was intramural ultimate frisbee, not National Football League full contact football. So even though there's no structural damage, isn't he still at more risk to go from subluxation to dislocation?
Yeah, there is that concern. That's a great point, Dan. Like, once that shoulder starts slipping out, even though there may not be a tear of the labrum, which is basically the bumper that keeps the shoulder in place, we know that there is potentially some stretching out of the ligaments that may not necessarily show up on the MRI. So absolutely, you are worried about, with multiple episodes, is there going to be one that completely dislocates out? And then you're looking at the route of surgery. So hopefully he's more like Steph Curry. I know Steph Curry is not playing contact football, but he had that shoulder subluxation a couple years ago, got back and played after a couple weeks and was totally fine. But obviously the contact in football and the history does make you a little bit more concerned, but essentially he's met the criteria to come back right now. So all we can do is hope that nothing major happens.
So Doc, here's what I wanted to know from an actual doctor, because I think that there's like
that's two felt personal.
Well, I mean, he's an actual doctor. Like he actually does stuff anyway. So I felt like this was sort of presented to the audience in two different ways. There's a report that it's like, Pearsall's got a recurring shoulder problem and the Niners knew about it. That's how it started. Then Shanahan comes out and goes, yeah, this happens to just almost everybody on the whole team. Like 80% of our roster has done this, so no big deal. The tone of which makes more sense to you?
Yeah, I think in general, for me, that's not something that 80% of people will have. You know, it's relatively a small percentage of the population. One of the things in the combine is that when he goes through the combine, when they're doing all their medical evaluations and he has this history, it's something they would pick up. The 49ers definitely knew about it. The good news with shoulder subluxations, unlike like an ACL or meniscus, you can continue to play with it in season. It just becomes one of those things that may need to get fixed in the offseason. But this isn't something that's super common that everyone has. But it is something that football players play with. So I think it's something that's common amongst NFL players, but not common amongst a whole team. So I think it's a little bit of kind of wordsmithing that's going on there.
And I guess something to watch based on his overhead arm movement as he goes up in the blue jersey and eventually gets out of the blue jersey and gets ready to play. One player we can't really gauge right now is Trent Williams. How much time do you think that he'll need from pen to paper to being able to be a full go for the Niners in the O-line?
Yeah, I think that becomes a little bit more complicated now as we get closer to a game. Like if he was, you know, missing the first couple weeks of training camp, not a big deal. Now, obviously, he's probably been working out, keeping his body in shape in terms of strength and endurance, but the one thing you can't do with a limited period of time before a game is really get those live reps where you're working on reacting, responding. And at age 36, it takes a little bit of time, you know, to get into that game speed type of shape and react. So the concern always would be, you know, is he going to get again in a game? Is there going to be a secondary injury? Is he not going to be able to protect Brock because he hasn't had those full speed type reps? So in general, we say for an athlete, it takes 3 to 4 weeks from the time they return from a time off or an injury to get them back into game speed. Now, obviously, Trent Williams is probably doing some stuff on the side, but honestly, in an ideal world, you would say week 1, week 2 to have him give him that time to kind of get ready. But it is getting you know, narrow and narrower for that time window. And as you get older, he's kind of crossed that line from, yes, it's good not to be in training camp, so you're not wearing your body down, to you actually need a little bit of training camp so you can get those reps so your body's ready.
Doc, real quick on this too. You know, we were all kids once when the knee bone was connected to the thigh bone. And so I'm always curious when there's like one injury you're rehabbing from and then you experience another one. This may not seem easy to figure out, but Robbie Ray, like, he's coming off of all of the arm stuff, and then a hamstring thing happens, you know, what, 5-6 starts in. Is there any connection there?
I think there absolutely is. I mean, I think hamstring issues in pitchers, you just don't see it very frequently. I mean, you'll see it more often in, you know, outfielders, people playing in speed position. So one of the things that people will do as they're coming back from a UCL is they have a tendency to overuse their lower extremities while they're trying to gain back velocity, gain back strength. And sometimes it's hard to tell because their mechanics may look good, but they're putting more force across it. And as a result, you're overstretching, you're using those lower extremities, not using your core properly, and then you get that hamstring issue. So even though we think about UCLs and is it your shoulder, is it your core, you can absolutely have hamstring issues pop up. Number one, due to the time you've been away from the game, and number two, trying to compensate to get back, particularly when you're coming back midseason.
Doc Pandya, thank you so much. That's great info to have.
No problem. Take care, guys. Yep.
All right, my friend.
Thanks, Doc.
The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF Health.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.